Laboratory 4A, verification of the recombinant plasmid using gel electrophoresis. In this laboratory, you will use gel electrophoresis to examine the products from the restriction digest of the P. ara R plasmid in Laboratory 2A. The sizes of the DNA fragments can be determined by comparing them to a DNA ladder, a mixture of DNA fragments with known sizes. When the DNA ladder is run on gel electrophoresis and stained, the bands that show the fragments look like the rungs of a ladder. The DNA ladder is loaded adjacent to other DNA samples to make it easy to compare the bands in the samples with the bands in the ladder. The results from the gel electrophoresis will provide evidence that you are using the P. ara R recombinant plasmid that contains the RFP gene. The same procedure would be used to verify that a recombinant plasmid created in the lab contained the gene for a human therapeutic protein. Before the lab, discuss the following with your group and be prepared to share your thoughts with the class. 1. The P. ara R plasmid you digested in Laboratory 2A was replicated in a bacterial cell. What configurations, supercoiled, nicked circle, and multimer, might the plasmid have before digestion? 2. You need to predict all the products you might see, including the different plasmid configurations. Review your work in Laboratory 2A. What products might you expect to see in the R- and R+ tubes? Create a table that shows all the possible fragments and plasmids by tube. Include the length, BP size, of each possible fragment or plasmid and arrange the products found in each microfuge tube by size, from smallest to largest. Include any possible plasmid configurations and arrange them first by size and next by speed through the gel, from fastest to slowest. 3. Read through the methods section on pages C32 through C34 and briefly outline the steps using words and a flowchart. Materials. Reagents. A rack with the following. Microfuge tube of non-digested P. ara R from Laboratory 2A, R-. Microfuge tube of digested P. ara R from Laboratory 2A, R+. Microfuge tube of loading dye, LD. Microfuge tube of DNA ladder, M. 50 milliliter flask containing 1x SB buffer, shared with another group. Equipment and supplies. P20 micropipette. Tip box of disposable pipette tips. Microcentrifuge will be shared among all groups. Electrophoresis box loaded with 0.8% agarose gel will be shared among two groups. Waste container for used tips and microfuse tubes will be shared among groups. DNA ladder diagram, RM4. Safety. All appropriate safety precautions and attire required for a science laboratory should be used, including safety goggles. Please refer to your teacher's instructions. Wash your hands well with soap after completing the lab. Methods. 1. Check your rack to make sure that you have all the reagents listed. 2. Add 2.0 microliters of LD to the R- and R+ tubes. Stop and think. The DNA is not visible as it moves through the gel. The loading dye, a set of dyes added to biomolecules for gel electrophoresis, contains the three dyes that you separated in Laboratory 1.2. Why is it useful to use the loading dye in this lab? 3. Spin the R- and R+ tubes in the microcentrifuge for several seconds to pool the reagents at the bottom of each tube. lab technique. Distribute the tubes evenly in the microcentrifuge so that their weight is balanced. 4. Make sure that the wells in your gel electrophoresis unit are located near the negative black electrode. 5. Fill the box with 1xSb buffer to a level that just covers the entire surface of the gel. If you see any dimples over the wells, add more buffer. Lab technique. If there are dimples, add very small amounts of buffer to the electrophoresis box. While the gel needs to be completely under the buffer, you don't want too much buffer in the box, as this will allow the electrical current to run through the buffer and not the gel. 6. Make a drawing in your notebook that shows the location of the wells in the electrophoresis box. The order of the samples in each well is as follows: M, R minus, then R plus. 7. Use a fresh pipette tip for each sample. Dispense 10.0 microliters of DNA ladder, M, 10.0 microliter of R minus, and 10.0 microliter of R plus into their designated wells. For each sample, do the following. A. Place your elbow on the table to steady your pipette hand. If needed, also use your other hand to support your pipette hand. B. Lower the pipette tip until it is under the buffer but just above the well. Lab technique. Do not puncture the gel or it will become unusable. Gently press the plunger to slowly dispense the sample. To avoid getting air into the well, do not go past the first stop. The sample will sink into the well. 8. When all the samples have been loaded, close the cover tightly over the electrophoresis box. 9. Connect the electrical leads to the power supply. Connect both leads to the same channel, with cathode minus to cathode, black to black, and anode plus to anode, red to red. See Figure 4A.4. Figure 4A.4 illustrates the leads from electrophoresis box connected to the correct channel in power supply. 10. Turn on the power supply and set the voltage to 130 to 135 volts. 11. After 2 or 3 minutes, check to see if the purple loading dye, bromophenol blue, is moving toward the positive red electrode. If it's moving in the other direction, toward the negative black electrode, check the electrical leads to see whether they are plugged into the power supply correctly. Stop and think. The DNA ladder serves as a standard because it contains a mixture of DNA molecules of known sizes. By running your samples and the DNA ladder side by side in your gel, you can estimate the actual size in base pairs of unknown molecules. The DNA ladder diagram, RM4A, shows 10 DNA bands of known sizes. Using this information, can you predict the positions of DNA bands produced by the possible products found in the R- and R+ tubes by indicating their position on the DNA ladder diagram? The DNA samples and the DNA ladder are not visible on the gel. How might the DNA be made visible once the gel electrophoresis is complete? 12. Your teacher will explain what to do with your gel. You may not have sufficient time to complete the electrophoresis. The yellow loading dye will need to run just to the end of the gel, about 40 to 50 minutes. After the gel has finished running, it will need to be stained to show the location of the DNA fragments and plasmids, and your teacher will provide you with a photograph of the stained gel to analyze.